南無妙蓮華経。Namo myoho renge kyo, namo 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 myoho renge kyo, myoho renge kyo, namo 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 myoho renge kyo, renge kyo, namo myoho 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 myoho renge kyo, namo 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 myoho namo myoho renge kyo, 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 myoho renge kyo, namo 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 myoho renge kyo, renge kyo, namo myoho 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 renge kyo, Jag har en gaykonam om 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 jag har en gaykonam. Om jag har en gaykonam 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 om jag har en gaykonam. Om jag har en gaykonam 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 om jag har en gaykonam. Om jag har en gaykonam 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 om jag har en gaykonam. Jag har en gaykonam om 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 jag har en gaykonam. Om jag har en gaykonam 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 om jag har en gaykonam. Om jag har en gaykonam 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 om jag har en gaykonam. Om jag har en gaykonam 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 om jag har en gaykonam. Om jag har en gaykonam 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 om jag har en gaykonam. En gaykonam om jag har 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 en gaykonam. Jag har en gaykonam om 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 jag har en gaykonam. En gaykonam om jag har 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 en gaykonam. Jag har en gaykonam om 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 jag har en gaykonam. Om jag har en gaykonam 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 om jag har en gaykonam. Om jag har en gaykonam 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 om jag har. Namo myo ho renge ko 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 namo myo renge ko namo myo ho ほうべんぽんだににじせさんじゅうさんまやんじょにぎごしゃりはちょうぶちえじんじんもりょうごちえまんなんげなんよいさいしょうもんしょういしゃがぶつぞしんがんやけさんまなかむしゅうしょうぶつてんぎょうしょうぶつむりょうどうほうよみょうちょうじんみょうちょうふうまんじょうじゅうじんじんみぞうほうすいぎそうさつういしゅうなんげしゃりはつごじゅうじょうぶついらいちゅうじゅういねん無修好弁人の修修羅里町、弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々弱々 ho ji so so we so ho nyo ze so no ze so no ze ta nyo ze rik nyo ze sa ze ho nyo ze hon ma ku gyo so so we so ho nyo ze so no ze so no ze ta nyo ze rik nyo ze sa no ze in nyo ze yen nyo ze ka nyo ze ho nyo ze hon ma ku gyo so so we so ho nyo ze so no ze so no ze ta nyo ze in nyo ze yen nyo ze ka Hon ma ku gyo to Amyo ho renge kyo No rai ju yo han dai ju raga ni ji Bu tsu go so bo sa tsu kyu i sai dai shu So sen nan chi nyo to to chin ge Nyo rai ju dai shi go bu go dai shu Nyo to to chin ge nyo rai ju dai shi go So sing ge nyo rai jo dai si go se ji bo sa sa dai shu mi ra ka vi shu ga sha ba ka ba cha kan se san yu gan se si ga to to sin ju bu tsu go nyo ze san ba ke yi bu gan yu gan se si ga to to sin ju bu tsu go Fu shi ni go shi ga nyo to dai jo nyo rai hi min shi tin shu shi ri ki yi sai se ken ten yin gyu a shu ra ka yi gan cha ka ma ne ba chi chu ja ka ji gu ko ga ya jo fu an za o do jo ta kwa no ka ta ra sam ya ka zan bo dai nen zen nan chi ga chi jo bu tu yi rai mu ya mu hen ha ka sen ma no ka na yu ta ko hi nyo go ya ka sen ma no ka na yu ta a so gi san zen dai sen se ka ke shi u ni ma chi mi jin Nokanai uta so gi kokanai ge ichi jin yo se to gyo chin se mi jin cho sen nan chi o i unga se sho se ka ka to ka shi yui ko ke chi go chu fu mi ra ka bo sa to ku ba ka bo tsukan se son He san ju so chi ha ka hi shin ni ka so gu i sa sho mon ya ka chi bu chu i mu ro chi fu no chi yui chi go gan chu ga to chu a yu yo chi ji o se chi chu ya ka sho fu da se son yo se sho se ka Daibosa juzo zen nanchi konto fum yo sengyo no to se so se ka nyaka chaka mi jin gu fu chaka cha jin ni e jin e jin e ko ga jo butu yi rai bu ka o shi yag sen ma no ka na yu ta a so gi ko chi ju ze rai ga jo sa shi sa ba se ka se po ko ki yak o yo cho Asogi kokudori chu jo so zen nan chi o ze chu gen ga sa sa den do bu to u bu gang go nyu o ne han yo ze kai i ho ben fun but sa so zen nan chi nyaka u shu so rai shi ga so ga i bu tse gen. Sho so ji sa chi myo ji fu do nen ki dai so yakabu gen gong to nyu ne han u i chu ju ho ben sa tse mi myo ho no ryo chu jo ho kang gi shin so zen nan chi nyo rai ken cho chu jo yo o sho bo toko wa ku chu sa. Toko wa no ku ta ra sam yake sam bo dai nen ga chi chi do bu chu i rai ku wan yake shi ta ni ho ben kyo ke chu jo ro nyu bu chu do sa nyo ze se tsu. Chosen Nanchi Nyorai Kencho Chujo Kai Do Da Shujo Wakaset Koshin Wakaset Tashin Wakaji Koshin Wakaji Tashin Wakaji Koji Wakaji Taji Chocho Kansas Kai Chitifuko Nyorai Nyoji Chiken Sangai Shitsomu Ushoji Nyakata Nyakachaki Kakamuzai Segu Machidosha Hijitahiko Hinyo Hi Ifunyo Sangai Kenno Sangai Nyoshi Shiji Nyorai Myoken Mu Ushakamyo Shuju, yoka shuju, yo shuju, okato funbeko, yokoro sho so senga ni nyaka ni nen hi yu ganji, shuju sepo sho sa butchiti mi so sampa nyo se ga jo butchu irai. Aso gi ko jo ju funbetsu sho sen nan chi ga hong yo bo sasu jo sho jo jum yo kan yu mi jin bu bai jo ju den kan hi jitsa metodo ni ben cho gan to chu metodo nyo rai i se ho ben kyo ke chu jo cho wi sha ga nyaka bu ku ju o se hakataka shin nin fu shu sen gan. Tun jaka go yaka nya o oka to mo ken mo chu nyaka nyo rai jo dai fun betsu ben ki kyo shi ni e en dai fun no sho o nan zo shi so ku gyo shi shin se ko nyo rai i ho ben se bi ku to chi sho bu su se nan ka chi gu cho wi sha ga. Yaka san ma no ko waka u ken bata waka fu ken cha i chi ji ko ga sa se gan cho bi ku nyo rai nan ka to ken chi shu cho to mon nyo se go hito sho o nan zo shi so shi ne ren bo ka tsu go o bu tsu ben su sen gan se ko nyo rai ju fu ji tsu men ni gan me tsu do. Hokai nyo ze i do shu jo kai jitsu fu ko hin nyo ro i chi e so datsu myo ren ho yaka sen chi shu byo go nin ta so si soka naka ju ni ju nai si yaka chu i u ji en on chi yo go ka sho si o go. And then uji se ji go bu ken rai ki ke sho shi on daka waka shi chon chin waka fu shi sha yo ken go bu kai dai kan gi hai ki mon sin sen nan non ki ga to gu chi go bu ku jaka yi ka ken ken ku yo. Bu ken shi do ku no nyo se e sho kyo bo gu ko yaka sho siki go mi mi kai si tsu ku soka to shi wa go. Ni sa se gan chi dai ro ya ki shi ki go mi mi kai shi tsu ku shi ga nyo to ka bo ka cha ka jo ku no mu bu chu gen go cho chi chu fu chi chin ji. So ka ben bu ka chi byo jin jo yu yo shi shin ja ken go bu rai su ya kan gi man jin gu ja ka ji byo nyan yo go ya ka ni fu ko bo ka sho wi sha ga do ke jin yo shi pan chin ko o shi ko shi ko ya ka ni i fu mi. I do ka sho chu shin kai den do sui ken ga ki gu sha ku ryo nyo se ko ya ka ni fu ko bu ka ga kon to se se ho ben ro bu ka shi ya ka sok sa se ka nyo to to chi ga kon sui ro chi chi i chi se ko ro. Nyo ka shu bu ka mo tsu fu sai sa se kyo i bu shi ta ko ka ken shi gen go nyo bu i chi se chi sho shi. Ni sa zen nen nyaka bu cha cha ji ming ga do no ken ku go kon cha sha ga on to ta ko ku chi yu i ko ro mu bu ji go jo e hi ken chun chun sho go nai chi chi ya ka shi ki go mi mi sho ka shu bu ka shi do ka byo ka yu. Jin ben rai ki ken chi so zen nan chi yo wi yung ga ha u ni no she shi ro wi ko mo zai fu ho cha se san but to gong ga ya ka nyo zai jo but to i rai mu yo mu hen ya ka sen ma no ka na yu ta. Iho ben rikikondo metodo yakamu unyon Nyoho satsuga komo kasha niji sezon Yokuchu senziki ni sezuke ganji ga Dokabura shoko shoko shumu ryo Hakusama no kusaya sogi Ronyu o putudo ni raimu ryo Kowi do chujo koho bengen ne hani Jitafu metodo joju si sepo ga joju Oshi i cho chinju rikido tendo Suzo sui gani fu ken shu genga Metodo koku yo shari Nisho ko Nisho katsugo shin Nisho katsugo shin chujo kishin Bukachichiki inu Nisho katsugo shin shujo ki chin buka chichiki inu na ni shin yo ken butsu fuji jakajin myo ji yoshu. Ji ga gyu shu so ku shitaro ju zen ga ji go shu zo jo jai ji fu metu i ho ben ri ko genu metu fu metu yo koku shujo ku gyo shin go sha. I sesumu jo honyo tofu manchi tani ga metsudo ga kencho chuzo mutsu zai oku kai kofu i genshin rogo sho katsugo ingo shin renbo nai shutsu i sepo. O asogi kojo zai ro ju zengyu yo cho chuzo chuzo kenko jin dai ka cho cho ji da. Gashi do anon tenin jo ju manon rin sho do kaku ju ju ho cho gan ho ju ta ke ga ju jo cho yu rako sho ten kaku ten ku jo sa shu gi kaku umman bara ke. Ka jo do fu ki ni shu ken jo jin u fu sho ku no nyo se sit ju man se sho sa shu jo i aku go in en ka so gi go fu man san bo myo cho u chu ku do ken yu wa shi chi chi ki sa. Wakaji ishi shu Wakaji ishi shu sets up to do murio kuna kambusa e sets up to nanchi gachi rekinose echo cho murio jim yamu shu go kushu go so tokanyo to uchi cha. Todan ro yo jin butsugo jipu ko nyo yi sen ho ben yi ji yo shi ko jitsu zai ni gan chi mu no se ko mo ga yakawi se bu ku cho ku gen cha yi bon bu ten do jitsu zai ni gan metsu yi jo gen ga ko. Ho ichi daka go yaka da o aka do chu ga cho chi chu jo gyo do fu gyo do zu yo cho ka do yi se chu ju ho mai si sa sen en ni ga yo chu jo. Talking you, Mujo do, Saka Joju Bushin Namu. Hamio Renge Kyot Namu. Hamio Renge Kyot Namu. Hamio Namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo. Namu myoho renge kyot Namu myoho renge kyot Namu myoho renge kyot. namu. Om yo ho renge kyo namu. Om yo ho renge kyo namu. Om yo ho renge kyo. Namu myo ho renge kyo namu myo ho renge kyo namu myo ho renge kyo. Namu myo ho renge kyo namu myo ho renge kyo namu myo ho renge kyo. Namu myo ho renge kyo.
Thank you very much. Sounded like Elvis. Okay. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining in today. It's strange. It's rainy and snowing here today in Mississippi. And the odd things about the winter weather here is that at the same time as it's wet outside, precipitating, snowing, raining, whatever, the air is dry. How is that possible, right? But I'll tell you what, my chapped lips and my dry mouth and throat sure know it. And I'll be glad when this season is over so that it just makes practice and gongyo recitations just easier. Sorry, I'm complaining. Proof that I am still just a human. And on that note, I thought today we would revisit the Surangama Sutra briefly, just because I was just reading about, and this is an early Tripitaka teaching, right? So remember, we're reading this and we're purveying this teaching from the standpoint of Lotus Sutra Buddhists who understand where this is leading. But nonetheless, we can see some consistency throughout in all of the teachings. And I think that's part of the confidence building and deeper understanding and insights that we get from reaching beyond just our daily practice of recitation of Gangyo, the Daimoku, Myoho Renge Kyo. We know that is the ultimate practice. But we're human, and we wonder sometimes. And so study is a great way to reinvigorate, re-inspire, create new insights, and bring them, not shift to them, but bring those insights into our Daimoku, into our recitation, into our confidence of instantiating our Buddha, right? So, this chapter that I'm telling you is dry. This chapter that I'm reading, or am about to read to you, is titled The 57 Stages of the Bodhisattva's Path. And really, it's describing a process we've been talking about recently about the little awakenings, the little aha moments that lead to our understanding of the middle way, the middle path. And what that means, what does middle way mean? And it's in the middle of what exactly? And you remember recently I was talking about the line, or the, I brought up Occam's razor, but that was a terrible analogy. Only wanting to indicate this line that is precipitous on either side. One that is all about the energies of formations versus or next to or within the formed world. See, the formations lead to the formed world, but the formed world is the illusion of something else, when in fact the formed world is made of and entirely conceptualized by the samsaric mind as a layer obfuscating the side that's just energy at work, karma. Energy, I should make it three. Energy of formations, karma building, into what the karma presents to the mind of identification. Right? And that's the samsaric hurdle. However, the samsaric hurdle also provides us with a utility, an apparatus to emerge mindfulness, minding. Not the mind of samsara, which is totally preoccupied, but the mind freed from samsara while also within samsara on one side, seeing it for what it truly is on the other side, we're in the middle. We course through samsara while knowing that it is a temporary provisional thing. Thing is the key word, right? The thingness of it. So we go all the way back to the Surangama and we see Shakyamuni kind of delineating this very thing, which is kind of exciting because this is early 3,000-year-old teachings. And we modern beings practicing Daimoku and recitation can instantaneously manifest this mind, this perception of the middle way, albeit sometimes, as I was saying earlier, we're still human, so sometimes we need a little bit of description to remind us, oh yeah, that's what I'm doing. So he's speaking to Ananda and he says, when in good people, emotional love and desire have dried up and their sense faculties no longer paired with the sense objects, their remaining habitual tendencies no longer arise. So this is the conceptualization of the letting go of the thingness, the attachment. Your desires wane because your desires are all built on having, owning, hanging on to, making permanent, experiencing, having, right? It's all emotions. And he always hits on the emotional love that's really a type of love that's samsaric. It's about ownership of other, the experience of union, the lust, the procreative, the desire to procreate, which we don't think of that way, but that's what's motivating all these complex emotional desires. And that's why he says are no longer paired with the sense objects. The sense objects being the objectification of the mechanisms that make our senses work, right? The thing that precipitated from the formations. And don't want to get too complicated here. The 3,000 Realms videos are all about this. That in order to see something, you must have an eye and a retina and nerves that communicate to a computer that sorts things out and establishes form, color, shape, texture, and then desire to experience that color, form, shape, desire, blah, 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 is what samsara provides. That mechanism is all built of desires to experience, to have, to hold on to. There's the wanting to experience, and the moment you experience, there's a desire to have, hold on to, possess, right? This is samsara. And it's that way with peanut butter sandwiches, toast, and women and men, and on and on and on. Everything responds. That is the samsaric urge, thingifying, objectifying. So when you practice and you awaken your Buddha mind, you slowly separate yourself from that engine, that karmic engine that's constantly wanting to make that happen and hang on to it. And then you still have that, but you're not deeply hooked. In other words, I should use a different word. You don't have that. It still continues to manifest, but you, in your mind, no longer possess or desire to possess it. You simply objectively see it. That's when you're moving to the middle way, which understands that, yes, that is there, but it's made of karma, energy formations. And I, too, am energy formation. And we are all that. And so there is a bliss in that that supersedes, like, all of those desires and emotions become juvenile, in a way of speaking. And as an adult, again, as a way of speaking, those things are now, they can provide joy just on observation, but they don't hook into you. They're not must-haves. They're not emotional. They're just providing a blissful apparition that we understand as apparition rather than being invested in identifying with it. It's difficult to say in words, but I think you let's go on. You'll see what I mean. So he's talking, obviously, about the first stage of bodhisattva, right? Their attachments are emptied out. Remember sunyata. And their minds are clear, because they're unbefuddled by all of these emotions and desires. What is left is pure wisdom. See, we don't annihilate anything. We now have a different perspective. We have wisdom, pure wisdom, unattached wisdom, whose brilliant and perfect nature shines throughout the worlds of the 10 directions. And that's the part that I've been saying, is that when you reach that mind, of disconnect sounds so negative, but when we cease to be involved, identifying with the samsaric world, the energy that emanates from us is no longer an energy of avarice, greed, anger, or ignorance. It's an energy other humans, other everything, animals alike, plants, sense. They sense it. When you're around a person who's liberated and not driven by desires, you know it when they walk in the room. There's other reasons you might know it when they walk in the room, but you understand that when you are liberated, there's a certain aura that you carry about you. You understand the formations and the karma, and you see it all the time. So this is what it means, it by shines out through the 10 directions. The pure wisdom exists because their desires have dried up, and so this stage is called arid wisdom. Although their habits of desire have now dried up, they have not yet entered the stream of the Thus Come One's Dharma. This is just the first step, the realization, the awakening, right? So the next section here is on the 10 stages of stabilizing the mind. Well, I can see why he goes there immediately, because when you first start to see that disconnection, we're human, we're samsaric beings, right? We're karmic creations. When we first start to perceive that, it can be a bit shocking, unsettling, right? Tell me that hasn't happened to you. Everything is amazing, amazing. Every time I chant, it's like, man, the whole world changes. And a month later, you're still chanting and you start to see changes. Certain kinds of people don't appear in your environment, and others are attracted to you, and things just seem to go and flow better. It's not that you have no problems. It's just that you seem to handle everything, and so on and so forth. This is the start of your practice. And that may last a month, 6 months, could last a year. At some point, you're going to start to feel or see or witness behaviors or things that make you wonder if you're not, since it's so amazing what this practice does, when something seems to go awry or wrong or frighten you, you wonder, did I create that? Did my practice bring that up? And now your mind is swimming. What do I do? What do I do? Maybe I should stop. And that will go away. And that's our first stumbling block, our first, where we're unstable. We reach that middle way, and then as soon as it doesn't sing along, we wonder if we should jump ship. But the fact of the matter is, the karma's been there all along. Whether it's been buried under all these other things, we're so busy elevating our consciousness that we've missed the formations and their potentials, like they're gone. They're still there. It's just that we live with them, understand them from a liberated perspective. And that means that other karmic formations that we may not have paid attention to have been there all along, but now in our middle way, in our enlightened state, an obstacle comes up and we give it tremendous weight because it's such a shock to our practice. It's really no different than anything else we've overcome. It just stands out. That's also because you're awakening your mind. But it's easy to get rattled. What's missing from our practice is confidence. Confidence that takes time to build. When we get those shocks, we double up our daimoku. We study. We make sure that we have a solid foundation to move on. And boom, that obstacle gets out of the way. It's resolved. And now we feel a deeper sense of confidence. Oh, you might even get a certain bravura and go, bring it on. Right? Careful. It'll come. It's a part of the cleansing process of the formations that come from prior to our birth. It's energetic formations, karma that is part of our knowing existence. And with the wisdom that we gain, we can simply get past it. It's an old analogy, but I'll never forget it. When I first started practicing, it's like a bag of bricks on a sidewalk. A little three-year-old is walking around still in his diapers, and he comes up to this bag of bricks. He doesn't know how to get around it. It hurts if he tries to climb over it. And he sits down and probably starts crying, you know, or yelling for his mom. But that same child, once he becomes a teenager or a young adult, walks outside, sees the bag of bricks, picks it up, puts it aside, and walks it down. Doesn't even give it a second thought. The only difference is life condition. Right? The knowledge, the experience, the strength and the conviction, the confidence of the individual. Practice is like that. You first start practicing, it's all wee, right? And then something happens. Whoa, you panic. Like the child crying at the bag of bricks. Once we get past an obstacle, another obstacle, more obstacles, we gain greater confidence, we get stronger, and then our practice just becomes matter of fact, right? So this is what Shakyamuni is talking about here. When these people have reached the very essence of that stage, they enter the stream of the middle way, where a wondrous perfection opens out before them. From this true and wondrous perfection, yet another true and wondrous perfection appears. and they experience a wondrous and unshakable confidence. All their deluded acts of mind are ended, and the middle way remains as the only truth. This stage of stabilizing the mind is called confidence. So, I mean, this is such an important teaching, and it lives throughout all of Shakyamuni's sutras, teachings. This true confidence brings about complete clarity so that all is fully understood, and the aggregates, the skandhas, the sights, and the constituent elements can no longer be a hindrance, obstacle. Hindrance is a better word than obstacle, because the point of the obstacle or the hindrance in Buddhism is that which hinders your true understanding of life, the life process, your Buddha mind. These people are now able to see before them all the habits they cherished during their successive life throughout countless past. They can even tell what habits they should expect to have in the future. These good people then can remember all their habits, forgetting none. This stage of stabilizing the mind is called recollection or memory. Right? Have you ever done that? Sit around with your friends going, I remember when I used to think da 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 da. I remember, oh my goodness, I can't remember. I can't imagine my 13-year-old self and how I used to see the world. Right? We all do it. But we all do it as more experienced being. So the evolution of the mind is happening even without Buddhism. But Buddhism allows us to see with clarity how the whole thing works. How our mind is a layer of emergent properties from this experience. It's not an organ. It's a experiencer. And so the information that you feed that experiencer can hinder its clarity or help clarify it. And with every daimoku, we are using glass cleaner and cleaning that window, right? And the wisdom we talk about in Buddhism is that clarity. Does that make sense? Anyway, I think that's enough for today. I don't want these chats to get too long, especially following Gongyo. But after a Gongyo, it's really good to think about this stuff, because it builds our confidence, our assuredness that our practice is at work. And with that, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to thank you very much for being here, for listening, for downloading the podcast. Mr. Fulkerton, your Butsudan is, if the weather holds, hopefully tomorrow or the next day, I'll be shipping it out. And I'll keep you updated on that. All of your donations and your help over time has allowed me to be able to do this, because I now have some climate control in this school. So all of your donations from Patreon, individually, PayPal me, Sifu Sylvain, I can't thank you enough. It's allowing our sangha to breathe and participate with one another more and more. And I look forward to the day when we'll be able to do live broadcasts, because then I'll be able to hear you guys chant along with me, and I'll be able to keep that going with a much more regular Itaidoshin kind of experience. So I'm looking forward to that day. We'll get there. In the meantime, your support means the accomplishment of our middle path. So I'll see you in the next one. Take care. Namu myoho renge kyo. Be kind. Take care of your health. And I'll see you then. Namu myoho renge kyo.